What exactly is initiation, and what does it do? Initiation brings about a change in the subtle chemistry of your body, most of it in the endocrine system. Your mental processes speed up, and your physical senses sharpen. Your whole body becomes attuned to the world mind, and things that others would call coincidences become more frequent. You notice the world about you more acutely, and very often the world begins to notice you. You attract those weaker than yourself, and people begin to seek your advice and tend to confide, sometimes very deeply, in you and ask advice. The act of initiation involves the awakening of a seed of light within the candidate and its sealing into place with ritual intent. Consecration and the words of power pronounced by an adept of sufficient degree to grant the gift is also required. Sometimes, if the candidate is returning to the mysteries, and has held initiation in a former life, the seed is already there, lying dormant, only needing recognition to be revitalized. If the candidate is experiencing the first life of initiation, then the seed may be planted in the heart center by the adept, using a particle of the seed installed in his or her own heart. Such seeds multiply as they are needed. With meditation and intent, the adept prepares the seed ahead of time, nurturing it and preparing it to be transplanted into the heart of the candidate. When the time comes, with due ceremony, the candidate is brought into the prepared temple, filled with those who have gone through this moment themselves. Their thoughts and their love fill the temple with support and strength. There will probably be a testing of the candidate's knowledge, courage, and devotion as the ceremony goes on. But finally, he or she will be brought before the adept, and the intent and heart of the ritual approaches its climax. The candidate is prepared, cleansed, and made sacred, hallowed with incense, and anointed with an oil prepared earlier in a special ceremony. The seed of light is called forth from the heart of the adept and inserted into the head of the candidate. From there it is guided down through the centers and into the heart. There are rare occasions when an initiation does not take, and the adept must take responsibility for this. But most succeed to a greater or lesser degree. Some schools may have as many as 10 degrees of increasing complexity. Others consider that 3 is enough, though they may have a greater space of time between each one. A first degree is usually offered. A second degree may be requested, though that does not mean the request will be granted the first or even the second time of asking. You are summoned to a third degree. You asked me before if self-initiation is valid. The answer is up to a point. But since the ritual is not conducted by one entitled to do so, and no seed of light is actually inducted, In all honesty, the answer must be no. But what can be done, and is valid, is the ceremonial offering of the unreserved dedication. This involves a promise similar to that of someone entering a religious order. Such a one is expected to take full responsibility for their own actions, and by doing so, to lift that amount of pain from the world's soul. This is not an easy promise to make, and once given, cannot be rescinded.